Let's make it happen, Captain.
From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Gov Maharaj.
Welcome to Defrag Show. We're so happy to have you back. Happy New Year.
Happy 2016.
Can't believe it's 2016 already.
Oy vey, yes.
I never thought I'd make it this far. Well, here I am.
Yeah, with what you do to your body, man, I'm amazed.
You know, live hard, play hard. That's, you have to.
Live hard, die young, leave a good-looking corpse.
Yeah, you know.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah. So, good holidays?
Yeah, what I had of them.
Yeah.
I got called in on Christmas.
Oh, really? Well, it didn't surprise me with you, so.
Yeah, but, you know.
Nothing you can talk about?
I live to serve.
Yeah, exactly. Any gifts that we should know about?
Oh, let's see. That for myself?
No, you know, whatever.
I got my wife the band, too.
Okay.
I still haven't got mine yet. Yeah, yeah. She's my beta tester.
Yeah.
But she seems to really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Very cool. I mean, the thing I think I was most surprised with the band, too, was how well you can text on it.
Yeah.
Like, for such a freaking tiny little screen, but really high res. And, so, like, your phone doesn't even have to be nearby. You just get a little buzz on your hand. It's like there's a text. You just go bang it off real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's actually pretty darn cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's see. I set my nephew up with a Raspberry Pi kit.
Nice.
With Windows IoT Core. Mm-hmm. Got him set up, installed Visual Studio. Like, wonderful. Like, everything was for free, and this kit was like $100 with a gajillion sensors and wires and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, really, really dirt cheap. And the kind of stuff that you can do with it, I get like notifications for new projects all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's like, I can't even keep up with all of the things that are like what you can possibly do with this kit.
Yeah.
One of the things that I want to try and do is set up an automatic vent opener thing in my garage, because my garage gets really, really cold and we have giant vents. Just create a simple app that I can just manually or on a timer. Just
so buy one that already does it.
And no, we'll just buy it? Well, no, I'd basically make
them. Because they have vents that hook up to like X10 and other stuff that you could
use. Sure, well, I was thinking a little bit more,
X10, I'm talking about 20 years ago, whatever they have now.
Zigbee.
Yeah.
But I was thinking a little bit more DIY. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, actually create a vent with a lever and, you know, have a servo attached to it and have the Raspberry Pi connected to that and, like, actually power the servo and do everything. Trying to expand and look into the IoT stuff, which I'm really, really jazzed about.
Yeah, cool.
That was what I was doing over the holidays. How about you?
Nice. Let's see. It was nice just being off. That was awesome. Played a lot of board games, played a lot of Xbox games, a lot of PC games, a lot of the ones that came out. Yeah. Let's see. What else? I got my son 2 Saber Forge lightsabers. You know about these?
I have no idea.
All right, so there's this place, Saber Forge, and they make these lightsabers that they machine. They do like CNC on the handle.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very like durable, made out of a block of aluminum. But the blades are made out of this plastic that's unbreakable.
Mm.
So you can really like hit each other with the blades. You can smash these blades and you're not going to do a thing to them.
Mm-hmm.
So
wrap them in foam, maybe?
No, you're like really just doing, I mean, you don't want to hit the person in the head or anything. I'm not going to hit my 7-year-old in the head. Well, I might. But it's awesome. I mean, the only drawback is we didn't get them in time for Christmas. They were a couple days late. But it was like one of those, the Christmas story where it's like, what's that behind the tree? You must have missed that. And so, yeah, he got those. And very cool outside at night. And
mm-hmm.
the coolest thing about them is I had this, like, thing in my psyche where I was like, oh, you can't really hit them hard because, so you know, I've got 40 years of doing cardboard wrapping paper tubes and, like, little plastic lightsabers from Target that will smash whenever you hit them. And this is, like, full hitting each other with the lightsabers. So that's pretty cool. I like that.
Interesting. I'll have to look them up.
Yeah, that was cool. And then also got one of those slot car things. It has the track that's a gradient from white to black, so the car always stays on the track, and you only have to steer with a little controller. That was kind of cool. I think it's like TrackX or something.
Hmm.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. But lots of fun. So great time. All right, let's get started. From Dario, recent Windows update started to bug me about a driver update, warning me that I was not able to install the update. Turned out that this particular driver is not signed and needs a user approval to install. The only way to get the UAC prompt is to manually search for updates. Otherwise, the installation will silently fail. Also, during that time, the computer failed to fully wake up after a suspend sleep, and I believe that that was related to Windows Update trying to update the driver on idle time and failing. In sum, don't know why Windows Update is providing an unsigned driver. Windows Update seems to not manage very well this kind of scenario.
So in this particular case, it wasn't Windows Update's fault per se, because it's a third-party supplied driver, mm-hmm. a Samsung printer driver. We actually went back and forth on this case and tried to figure out, well, why did this thing even try to install? Windows 10 has this, actually even Windows 8 and 8.1, I believe, had this ability where if you go onto a new network, it will find particular types of network attached printers. And then it will go check the store to see if there's a companion app for it.
Yeah.
It'll install that companion app, and it'll install the drivers for your printer so that it's just automatically available for you. And that's exactly what happened in this case, except that the driver that was being supplied either by the printer or by Woo was not properly signed. So in order to fix that, you can just manually install the correct driver off of the vendor's website, and then everything should be golden.
Okay, great. From Brian, a longtime viewer, first-time writer, he says, for some time now, probably more than a year, I've had an issue with IE11 on my home desktop machine. This is the IE11 in desktop mode, not the modern mode browser. The issue is that whenever I'm browsing websites, it will not allow a new tab to be generated if I click on a link that would need to open a new tab. This also includes anything that needs a temporary pop-out box for authentication pass-through. Like that of a site that's requesting you to log in with your Facebook credentials or similar. What happens is simply that when the new tab or pop-out is called for, I get a standard error box saying Internet Explorer stopped working, the problem caused the program to stop working correctly. Windows will close the program and notify you if a solution's available.
So let's take a look at it from two different perspectives, and we'll figure out what's the actual root cause. So one thing that will affect IE are add-ins. So in case you haven't already, go to Manage Add-ons, go and check all of the various add-ons. If you have new ones that you don't recognize, just disable all the ones that you don't need or don't recognize, see if you can repair that. If you're still having a problem, then what you can do is go to Internet Options, go to Advanced, and choose Restore Advanced Settings. That'll reset your IE. Again, try it again with the links. If that still doesn't work, you're still having crashes, you need to send me the dumps and figure out what else is being loaded in the process that is causing this.
I feel like I'm wearing my grandma's glasses when I look at your screen back here. That is big. Where you use scaling and then you scale down for the display here?
It is currently scaled at 200%.
All right, fair enough. From Robert, I was trying the 11.0.82 build, and it stalls on the Windows Update screen at 32% of the preparing to install screen. See attached. The machine is a Lenovo Yoga 2 Pro laptop. My favorite. I love this thing.
Yes, that is a known issue. If you leave it alone, it will eventually complete. There is just a bug, and if you have a lot of MSI-based packages like Visual Studio, Office, some of the bigger apps, some games, whatever. It's just a known bug. It eventually will complete, and that he said it was 11.0.82 build. The next insider build that goes out will have this fixed.
That same problem. So let me dig into the mind of Windows while it's doing that. While it's sitting there at the 32%, what is actually going on in the machine? Is it actually going through files, is it kind of just waiting for a process?
No.
What's going on?
Yeah, so for this one particular bug, we're sitting at 32%. It is scanning the system in order to get basically an inventory to figure out if anything needs to, if the user needs to be informed about anything, if the upgrade should not occur. that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And by the way that we go and inventory the system, we're taking a really long time through one of the paths.
So would you see the hard drive light flashing if you were to look from it taking that inventory, or?
Yes, you would have I/O at that point, okay, so you would see the hard drive.
There's something going on, it's mm-hmm. just not apparent to the
right,
user.
And because where it is at the 32% is really, it got handed off to a different process.
Yeah.
It's doing its work, but when it's complete, then it'll hit 33%.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just at this one very particular spot where it's not sending additional updates to say, well, there needs to be more percentages occurring.
Yeah. Okay. All right. From Blake, I purchased a Microsoft wireless display adapter for my father as a Christmas present. His laptop has Windows 7. How can I make it work in Windows 7? He's not fond of upgrading and relearning a new OS. I know Windows 10 is easy. He's just stubborn. I know how that is. Love the show. We love you too.
It completely depends on whether or not that Windows 7 machine has an Intel-capable Ethernet controller and display adapter and be certified for WiDi. Now, whether or not you're on...
What is WiDi?
Wireless Display Standard.
Okay.
Whether or not it will work on Windows 7 is orthogonal to whether it'll work on Windows 10. If the hardware does not work, it is not capable of WiDi, then it doesn't matter what OS that you install on it, it'll just won't work. So you'd have to actually check the specs for that particular machine. Anybody should do this before buying a wireless display adapter. Not everything can possibly display to it.
Yep. Okay. Next question. I have an interesting problem for you today. I solved it, but I want a second opinion. We love giving second opinions. My wife uses Office and OneDrive for online storage. Office on Windows 8 allowed her to open the documents directly online without previous download or sync to a local folder. But on Windows 10, Office 2016 only allows you to open previously synced folders or files. So that means if you don't have any folders selected for sync on the OneDrive client, nothing's going to show up in Office's OneDrive option but dialog. But if you close the client and stop the OneDrive service, then suddenly your online files are available to open, edit, save directly to the cloud. She's not using the client app, so this is an okay solution, but I wonder why OneDrive client is interfering, since clearly Office can open and edit cloud files on its own. Am I missing something?
Nope, you're not missing anything. There is a weird integration between Office and OneDrive that basically found that Office basically says that, oh, the OneDrive client is installed. I'm going to allow it to do all of the work for me. So what you've done by disabling the OneDrive client basically tells Office, oh, there's no OneDrive installed, but she signed in with her Live ID, so I'm going to go the fallback method and go directly to the OneDrive site and then work with the files there. So what you've done is perfectly fine.
Okay. Next question. My Windows 7 computer all of a sudden started ScanDisk when booting up. Numerous system files were corrupt and supposedly replaced after ScanDisk completed. The computer would no longer boot. System BIOS recognizes disk OS saying no drive present. Windows install disk says no drive detected when trying to reinstall. When trying to repair boot sector, CD says successful. I can also go to cprompt and see the Windows directory and program files directory, but can't start Windows.
Sounds like the boot sector is still corrupt, possibly beyond repair. I would get another scan drive of the system, figure out if there's more to it than that. If you hear grinding, if it's taken a really, really long time to do the scan, I'd be actually worried that the drive is kind of really corrupt.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, obviously, if there's anything you need on that computer it's still working,
yeah.
I mean, like a Windows to go thumb drive is what I would do, and then pull that off there to...
Yeah, get the data off.
Hopefully he's got it backed up, but who knows?
Right.
Everyone's different. Okay. Next question. This is an interesting one. Where did the sync toy go? Every Microsoft address for the app comes back no such page. I need a tool to sync my hard drive to my external.
SyncToy was never a supported product. It was a basically a side project by some very
smart people.
Yeah,
we used to have, was it Live Labs or something? We used to have a little group here, and they would do all kinds of little oddball things. It was kind of like, you know, Mark Rusinovich's Sysinternal Tools or something, but don't think that group is around anymore, and that stuff's definitely not supported. And
it's essentially gone. There's lots of various tools out there that you can use. You can use RoboCopy if you wanted to, which is fine for syncing if you really just not wanted to use any other third-party tool. But no, SyncToy is gone. You might be able to find it on some site somewhere. I would not necessarily trust the validity of it, but we don't produce it and we don't make it available anymore.
Yeah, I have it downloaded from years ago, but I don't think I would use it anyway. All right, next question. Is it possible to have your desktop, shortcuts, folders, etc., to be exactly the same regardless of what computer you log into? I'm constantly having to log onto different computers in our domain to make tweaks, change settings, and the files, folders that are quickly accessible from my home desktop aren't easy to locate. Is it possible to have the desktop be the same for any computer on the domain that I log into?
Yeah, you use roaming user profiles. This is a feature of AD forever, but all it means is that your profile isn't on the local machine, it's on a server somewhere. Yeah. So, you can totally
do that. So it
wouldn't
be on your home machine, but your home machine would use the one that's in the server.
Well, it would ideally it would never be on a home machine unless that home machine is joined to the domain. Like, you're limited in terms of, if you want it to be identical, all of your shortcuts and everything, you are limited.
And by home machine, I was using his vernacular because I think he's talking about when he said home desktop, the one that's probably in his office or something.
Fair enough. Then the roaming user profile is all that you'd need for this.
Yeah, and if you want every computer that you go to anywhere to be like your desktop at home, you could use Windows to Go.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, you're not really booting into that machine at all.
Yeah, exactly. All right, next question. My Windows Store will open, but as soon as I click on an app to download, the Windows Store will automatically close. I just reset my device.
Check for updates. The other thing you can do is, from an elevated command prompt, run WS reset. That'll reset the store. There's also the store online troubleshooter, but I believe that does the exact same thing as a WS reset.
Yeah. So I had that problem once with the machine that I had, and I showed it to you, and you're like, yeah, you need this update, and I did the update, and it worked. So that was my problem. That's probably the same one here.
Hopefully it's the same one. That makes it really easy.
Cool. Pick of the week time. Pick of the week. All right. The first one is the Oculus pre-order started today. So pretty excited about that. Oculus is one of those things. It's been around since 2012, I guess, as a Kickstarter. And the really nice thing that they did is if you were one of the people who got the Oculus through the Kickstarter, you get a free one.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
And it comes bundled with the Xbox controller?
Comes with an Xbox controller, because if you've ever used an Oculus to play a game, you know the Xbox controller is the way to do it. It's really good. So, that's pretty cool. Comes with a nice little case down there that has your Xbox controller and everything else in it. Takes a somewhat of a beefy computer
right?
to run it. That's one of the things I've been reading about online, is some people are saying, you know, it takes more computer than a lot of people have. But hey.
If you're buying an Oculus, you're going to have a beefy gaming system anyways.
Yeah, if you can do $600 for something to strap onto your face, and come on, lean into it for a good game. But it ships with Eve Valkyrie, which looks like probably one of the cooler games I've ever seen. X-Wing. It's basically X-Wing TIE Fighter.
Nice.
VR. And I'm just excited.
Yeah, that
really
won't be right for motion sickness at all.
Yeah, yeah. So, that looks really cool. And also, they talked about Minecraft. And I didn't see if Minecraft is actually bundled with it or it's just going to work with it. But that's really cool, too. I remember when I had my DK1, I played Minecraft, and my kids were just floored. It was awesome to just be able to look around in Minecraft and see everything like it was there. So, yeah,
cool.
Very cool. Next pick of the week. Cortana in the car. We got this Verge article here, and this week we announced at CES, which, by the way, CES is going on this week. There's going to be all kinds of awesome announcements. So
yeah, you know, I'm always wary of CES, only because they announce stuff, and I've been waiting for years for any of their announcement to actually come to fruition. And
you mean
see
like
the
LG this week announcing the TV that rolls up like a newspaper?
They did that last year too.
Oh, there's been one of those. I used to use that in presentations to journalists back like, you know, 15 years ago, and it's still not here yet. So yeah. Someday we can dream. But this is an announcement Microsoft made with Harman. We also had some other announcements we did with, I think, Volvo and a few other car manufacturers. Now, I have Microsoft in my car because I have Sync, and mm-hmm. it was something that Microsoft used to do. We had an automotive division that worked with Sync and some other things. And so, you know, automotive isn't new to Microsoft, and, you know, here we are getting back into it, and some of the things that you can do with it here are in this article. They talk about how, you know, you've got the whole Office suite, and you can do a lot of things by voice, which is really cool. Yeah, check it out. It's interesting. One of the things that the Verge says is they talk about how, oh, you know, this might not be a great idea because you're going to edit your PowerPoint for your quarterly stock report or something, and your kid's going to blurt out something that gets put in there, and then
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. So, and it says, a toddler in the back seat who blurts out a number and makes it into your tax spreadsheet, and now you're a lucky participant of an audit because the way your kid says "binky" sounds like 13. And then they say these are all real legitimate scenarios. I don't know how legitimate that is. Don't do your taxes in your car would be my first thing. You shouldn't be doing your taxes anyway. Get an accountant. That's what they're for. But maybe you would do something like that. But I think Office in the car, and the reason I like it, it's not because, you know, I'm a workaholic, but that drive, and especially when we get into the point where we have autonomous cars that are mm-hmm. driving us around, that time that you spend in the car is basically wasted, you know. And there's a lot of things that you can do. And if you can finish the work that you have mm-hmm. Before you get home, so you don't have to work at home, I think it's great. So it's a great idea, and I can't wait to see more of this.
I mean, as everything, you know, it's a wonderful concept. It's designed so that, you know, we can be more interactive.
Yeah.
And, you know, Office in the car, I think, is really just underscoring it. It's just the technology in the car and how things can be integrated.
Yeah, and it's a lot of integration with Cortana. So, like, when a phone call comes in, you have a meeting that's going to be starting. You can start right. with voice rather than trying to fumble around on your phone and join your Skype call or whatever else. So I think all those are awesome. The coolest thing, I think, about the whole article is this picture. This is Knight Rider. I've been waiting a long time for this. So... And if that's not distracted driving, I don't know what would be.
Well, you know, they'll have to do a skin for a Cortana in the car. Instead of the circle, it'll be, you know, the kit's three lines going, pulsating up and down.
Yeah, my kids, for Christmas, they got me the little Knight Rider thing that plugs into your cigarette lighter in your car and has the Knight Rider sounds. But I want it on this. I want I'm surprised Tesla doesn't have a Knight Rider skin or something. That would be awesome. Especially if it hooked up with Cortana so you could talk to it. That would be incredible.
You'd have Kit and Cortana fighting it out.
I love it.
Or a romance, budding romance. Who knows?
Yeah. Awesome. So that's the show for this week. Welcome back. Happy New Year. We're glad to be back. If you have questions, you can write us at defragshow@microsoft.com, and we'll see you next week.
Take care.